This is Dan's Mega 65 Digest for March 2025. What's new in version 0.97? We're getting ready to release the next major update to the Mega 65 firmware and system software, and you know what that means. You are hereby invited to help us stress test this release and find last-minute bugs and regressions. The result will become Release Package version 0.97, the new recommended stable platform for all Mega 65 users. In this digest, we'll review installation and testing instructions and look through the change logs for things that need exercise. The more people we have testing this release, the better. But first, even more new stuff! Screen full of basic 2025 compo reminder. The Screen full of basic 2025 compo is open and accepting submissions. Thanks to everyone who has entered so far. Remember that the deadline is April 22nd, 2025, 11:59 p.m. GMT. I managed to get a couple of entries in. They only took me about an afternoon each. I tried to pack a lot of code into a small amount of space, but that's hardly necessary. Poems don't have to be dense to be effective. Give it a try, and when you're ready, upload your entry to itch.io and submit it to the Screenful Game Jam. See the links in the article. Mega Sputum version 1.2 for Maniac Mansion. Kibo and M3WP continue to evolve Mega Sputum, their LucasArts adventure game player, currently capable of running the Amiga version of Maniac Mansion. The newly released version 1.2 of Mega Sputum adds a really cool feature, the ability to switch between the Amiga version's sound and music and the Commodore 64's SID-based sound and music. Installing the data files from the Amiga and C64 versions of Maniac Mansion can be a challenge, so M3WP has made it easier with a new utility included with the player. Provide the original Amiga ADF and Commodore 64 D64 disk image files for the game, and the utility will install the appropriate files onto the D81 disk images directly on your Mega 65. Huge thanks to Kibo and M3WP for this fun update, and for continuing to work on the project. Mr. 2 Mega Framework Update. Psy2002 and M. Jurgen have updated the Mr. 2 Mega framework, upon which multiple alternate cores are based, to repair issues with R6 boards, HDMI output, and the joystick swapping feature. Authors of alternate cores will need to rebuild and re-release the cores to pick up the fixes. Muse has already started the process of updating the arcade cores, starting with Bank Panic and Burn and Rubber. There is also now an R6 version of the Burn and Rubber core. Featured files. Mega Chase by Shadowfax is an asymmetric one-player or two-player space battle game. Player 1 controls a powerful laser cannon capable of destroying ships in a single blast. Player 2, or the computer, pilots their ship trying to dodge the laser. If the ship is hit before time runs out, Player 1 is victorious. Otherwise, Player 2 escapes to fight another day. The game features original Quad SID music, multicolor sprites, custom text fonts, and sampled sound effects, and is written in BASIC. Muse's Arcade Core of the Month. Dig Dug, from Namco 1982, is now available for both R3 and R6 mainboards. Dig Dug was voted the 6th most popular arcade game of all time by the Killer List of Video Games, and was the 36th highest grossing, according to sources gathered by Wikipedia. See the GitHub repo of the core for installation instructions as usual. Meteor Defense, by Nuwanda, puts you in charge of defending your city against a barrage of meteors. 80-column character-based graphics give this challenging shooter extra charm. Mars 2049 AD, by Frederick R., is a short dialogue-based text adventure game written for PuniComp 2024 using the Inform 6 programming language and the Puni Inform library. This Mega 65 version uses the Osmu Interactive Fiction Player. You can visit the game's itch.io page or rate it at ifdb.org. how to get the version 0.97 release candidate. You can download the latest version 0.97 release candidate core and ROM at the links in the article. The core builds include the system files to copy to the SD card, as well as the core file to install from the core menu. We covered installation steps and tips last year when we were testing version 0.96, so I won't repeat those, just go find the link to that article, or see the User's Guide 2nd edition, which also has improved instructions for installing cores and system files. The ROM changes in this release are expected to all be functional under the version 0.96 core. If you can, please test the version 0.97 core and ROM together, but if it's more convenient for you, you can test the ROM separately. This is not always the case for release testing, it just happens to be the case this time. If you don't yet own a Mega 65 and want to help test the ROM in the XEMU emulator, the ROM FAQ explains how to use the latest ROM patch file. Please use the latest future next stable release of XEMU. Remember that you can have multiple ROMs installed on your SD card. The ROM whose file is named mega65.rom is used by default. If you have a ROM file with a name such as mega65.2.rom, you can select this ROM by holding the 2 key during boot. The version 0.97 core includes changes to the configuration interface. If you don't want to make the version 0.97 release candidate your default core, you can access this interface by booting to the core selection menu, hold the no-scroll key while switching on the computer, selecting the alternate core, then immediately pressing and holding the Alt key to open its version of the configuration menu. Pay attention to the Discord for updates and other testing instructions. Please file bugs in GitHub. See the links in the article for the usual places to file the bugs in the core repo and the ROM repo. If you're not sure which type of issue it is, assume it's a core issue and we'll figure it out. Core changes in version 0.97 release candidate. Here are the new features for everyday use in the core. You can now mount D64 disk images from the freezer. By default, accessing a D81 disk image in Unit 8 manipulates the floppy drive to make nostalgic sounds. You can now disable this in configuration in the chipset menu Disk Image Drive Noise option. You can now have up to 10 alternate ROMs on the SD card numbered 0 to 9. There's some new features for programmers as well. The DMA start and end addresses can now span megabyte boundaries. Audio DMA can now trigger an IRQ when the playhead for a channel hits a given address high byte. This makes sound sample buffering much easier to implement for streaming long samples from attic memory or other sources. If the hardware errata register is set above its maximum value for the given core, it will return the maximum value. Programs that need later hardware errata levels can use this to detect if they're running on an earlier core and not getting the requested level. The core selection feature supports the Mega 65 cartridge protocol. The version 0.97 release candidate ROM also has corresponding changes. So if you have a cartridge that complies with the Mega 65 cartridge protocol and that cartridge is connected, it will automatically start the Mega 65 core. The serial debugger now disables interrupts in trace mode, so you can step through code without accidentally branching into the IRQ handler. To step through the IRQ handler itself, set the breakpoint in the handler routine. Note that this does not set the CPU I flag. It uses a separate mechanism so that the program's use of the I flag is represented accurately. There's additional hardware support in this version of the core. R4 to R6 boards now support the DIY keyboard project, and core builds now support the Wukong A100T V2 platform. The version 0.97 release candidate core also has improvements in the following areas: SID 8580 accuracy, the audio mixer, the raster rewrite buffer, paddle and mouse line jitter, CIA one-shot timers, sprites and the border, the RTS offset instruction, the RTS immediate mode instruction, C64 cartridge detection, the configuration utility, and keyboard debounce. See the core changelog for more details and links to resolved issues, a link in the article. ROM changes in the version 0.97 release candidate. These ROM changes include corresponding changes in the latest user's guide PDF, as appropriate. Feel free to report documentation issues if you find any. You can find the link to download the latest user's guide in the article as usual. New features for everyday use. You can now mount D64 disk images using the mount command. The command dir u12 to list the contents of the SD card now accepts a pattern matching string similar to using dir with DOS devices. All wildcard characters are supported. For example, dir space, quote, m star, close quote, comma u12. The dir command has a new p flag that pauses long directory listings at each screenful, so dir space p, or even with the u12 flag, dir space p, comma u12. Similarly, the type command has a new p flag that pauses long type output at each screenful for displaying text files. Type space quote file name close quote comma p. New features for basic programmers. We now have binary literals. Use a percent sigil to start a binary number literal, percent 1010. The new decbin function converts a string of 0 and 1 characters to a number. Strbin $ function converts a number to a string of 0 and 1 characters, so you can convert back and forth as well as use the literal syntax. The print using command, with the C-style percent sign style patterns, now support left 0 padding for positive values in float and integer patterns. It's kind of complicated to explain over audio. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever programmed in C, you can use the percent sign 05D to specify a pattern that is 5 digits long, 0 padded on the left. RWindow 3 returns the screen height in rows, regardless of window size, similar to how RWindow 2 returns the screen width in columns. The Joy function now reports up to 5 game controller buttons, as defined by the 5-button protocol, and as implemented by several modern game controllers and adapters. The C64GS controller reports 2 buttons, Commatron and several others report 3 buttons, Mouster and Unijoystickle report 5 buttons. This protocol works with both R3 and R6 mainboards. Note that the XEMU emulator pretends that a mouse is connected by default, which causes the Joy function to believe buttons 4 and 5 are pressed. The next version of XEMU adds the ability to disable mouse emulation. Open the context menu, Input Devices, Disable Mouse Emulation. XEMU does not yet have a way to emulate joystick buttons 2 through 5. The Joy 3 function reports the combined status of joysticks in either port, allowing for a program to easily support a joystick in either port without calling Joy twice. The char command now accepts a 28-bit character set address argument. This was previously limited to 20-bit addresses. This is mostly useful for the char command with the address FF7E000, which tells the char command to use the custom char set defined by font and chardef statements when drawing text to the graphic screen. Use FF7E800 for lowercase. The rPalette function now accepts a screen number of -1 to refer to the primary system palette, palette 0. It also accepts -2, -3, and -4 for the other three system palettes, palettes 1 through 3. Support for using the other system palettes from BASIC is planned for a future release. Really, this is kind of a secret feature of the VIC-4 that it has multiple palettes. We can get to that maybe in a later issue of the Digest. It is now possible to disable line pushing in the screen editor using the escape sequence escape R. Remember, you can print an escape key using chr$27. Use escape N to re-enable. Line pushing is this feature. You've probably seen it if you're typing on a line and you type past the end of the first row. the other lines on the screen will get pushed down to make room for a second screen row if you're typing a line of BASIC. This rule also applies to the print command, and you don't always want this enabled when you're using the print command to draw graphics onto the screen. So if you're printing in that last rightmost column and you don't want it to do that screen pushing, you do have to disable the line pushing feature with Escape R. Note that you must still use Escape M, which existed previously, to disable screen scrolling to print a character in the bottom right corner of the screen without scrolling the screen. That's if you're printing below the bottom of the screen and then it scrolls everything up. You can disable that with Escape M. Use Escape L to re-enable scrolling. The BASIC Sprite subsystem now recognizes and honors the VIC-4 high-resolution sprite registers. You might have seen these if you've played with the sprite registers already. The SPR-ENV-400 register is the high-res vertical register, which you can set per sprite. And the SPR-H640 register is the high-res horizontal, which is a system-wide setting. The BASIC Sprite subsystem now recognizes these, particularly in the Move Sprite command. The Move Sprite command now accepts 10-bit X and Y coordinates, and will correctly truncate coordinates in low-res modes. We will be adding a mode for matching the sprite resolution to the screen resolution in a future release. It will always be supported for a BASIC program to set these registers directly. We will also add support for a high-res mouse pointer in a future release. The bsave command now has a raw mode, symmetric with the bload raw mode, which omits the 2-byte start address header normally used for PRG files. This is essential for saving SEQ files, which typically don't have such a header. The bitwise operations AND, OR, XOR, and NOT operate on 16-bit integer values and were previously restricted to the range of possible signed 16-bit integers, -32,768 to +32,767. It is often convenient to operate on the range of unsigned 16-bit integers, 0 to 65,535, but these operators were rejecting operands above 32,767. With this update, these operators now accept operands in the range -32,768 to 65,535. They are still treated like 16-bit integers and produce a result in the signed 16-bit integer range. New and improved kernel routines are as follows. See the kernel jump table appendix of the compendium. The new savefl routine is a variant of the save routine that can do a raw save, similar to the bsave basic command. Getio is a new routine that reads the current input and output devices. Getlfs reads the file, device, and secondary addresses. Keylocks reads or sets the keyboard locks. Add key adds a character to the soft keyboard input buffer. Setbank is now re-implemented with 28-bit address support using a backwards compatible API. So it's the same routine as before, but there's now a way to give it 28-bit addresses. And the vector routine now has a key scan vector that allows programs to intercept keyboard input. These are all pretty advanced techniques, but they are pretty useful, especially if you're used to accessing the kernel zero-page variables directly when you're writing a Commodore 64 program. Using these accessors gives you the ability to read those variables without having to access the zero page. There are some important changes to existing features in this ROM. The basic int function now always rounds toward negative infinity, also known as the floor function. This is a change to the behavior when the argument is negative and has a fractional part. So if you do the integer function for -1.5, it returns -2. All versions of Commodore BASIC and many other BASICs derived from Microsoft BASIC define the int function as floor, and other parts of BASIC depend on this definition internally. This was inadvertently changed starting at ROM 920177 way back in the day to mean round toward zero, breaking dependent behaviors. Restoring this also fixes issues with trigonometric functions and other features. Previously, if the renumber command was executed without a space between the command name and the first argument, such as renumber100, The command would omit the space between keywords and line numbers in the resulting program. They were calling this crunch mode. This feature remains, but now requires a C flag to prevent accidental activation. Renumber C100. Note that crunch mode does not change any other white space in the program. It's only when it's renumbering the line numbers in the program that it omits the space before those line numbers. The kernel vector routine now copies 56 bytes of vector table data, not 32. Future changes to the vector table will use a different routine to keep this API compatible with existing programs. The boot state of register 0001 has changed to start with the dataset lines turned off. They were turned on inappropriately in the previous ROM. We didn't notice this before because the Commodore 65 does not have a dataset port, but the dataset port will be supported in the upcoming expansion board. There's some stuff that already existed but has now been documented in the latest user guide. The vol command for adjusting the volume accepts two parameters, a volume for the right stereo channel SIDs and a volume for the left stereo channel SIDs. The mouse command was intended by Fred Bowen to accept arguments to adjust the location of the hotspot on the mouse pointer sprite, as well as set the pointer's initial screen position. These arguments were incorrectly documented and also were not functioning correctly. The features have been fixed using the original intended argument order, mouse on, port, sprite, hotspot x, hotspot y, location x, location y. See the updated user's guide for more information. The trigonometric functions sine, cosine, and tan accept an argument in units of radians. This has not changed, but there were previously undocumented variants, SIND, COSD, and TAND, respectively, that accept an argument in units of degrees. Feel free to use them. They are now documented. The font command accepts the built-in font ID as a parameter, A, B, or C. It also supports fonts D, E, and F, which are the same as A, B, and C respectively, but set to lowercase mode. Mega shift toggles between uppercase and lowercase as usual, unless disabled by the appropriate escape code. This is just a convenience for if you want to start out in lowercase mode, you can just say D, E, or F with the font command. The version 0.97 release candidate ROM also has improvements in the following areas. Basic 65-bit plane graphics, the monitor, run-stop-restore, the char command, the vsync command, number printing, the mount command, the pot function, the cursor-on mode that was leaving behind stray blinked-on characters when the position changed, that has been improved, more changes to print using, the joy1 function no longer reports a spurious signal when the top row of keys is pressed, text highlighting of error messages has been improved, the rmouse command, the dec command, the continue function, cont, C-O-N-T, the ability to use a byte index variable for a for loop, the move sprite command, the ds and ds dollar disk error codes, the bload and bverify commands, especially when used with attic RAM, the val function, and the mouse on function. See the ROM changelog for more details. Thanks to everyone who is available to help test this release. Even if you only have a moment to install it and run through a few games and demos, it'd be really appreciated. Also, huge thanks to everyone who has contributed to the platform in the last year and a half. Every bug fixed makes the Mega 65 better for everyone, now and into the future. Remember, you can support this digest and my other work. Visit ko-fi.com/DDDAAANNN. Happy testing! See you next month for the Mega 65 10-year anniversary. For more, visit my website, dansanderson.com/mega65.